Hey guys, thank you for tuning into the Extreme Podcast. I'm your host, Daniel. And in this episode, I had Cisco Maldonado come back on, and we did a part two about the launch of the One Piece Anime Heroes line. If you haven't heard the first part, I encourage you to go back and listen to it. There's some really cool information there. And it's the precursor to this episode. In this episode, we're going to talk about the launch as well as how pre-orders went. And I'm excited for you guys to hear it. I've got some cool things coming up on the podcast, so stay tuned to my socials at The Extreme Podcast on Facebook. And until next time, I'll see you guys on the flip side. Welcome back, Cisco.
Glad to be back. Good to see you again.
So before we hop into some of these questions, I feel like we should probably go back and reiterate something from the last time that you were on.
Sure.
And that's where can you purchase the action figures, and like how much are they? What's the size? Stuff like that.
So Anime Heroes, right? So you could purchase them pretty much anywhere, right? So obviously we can purchase them online, whether it's Amazon or GameStop, Target.com, Walmart.com. They're also available at the big box retailers, right? So if you were to go into a Target section in their like entertainment, right? Like next to like video games and TVs, you'll find Anime Heroes there, as well as Walmart as well, and GameStop. So pretty every major retailer will have these figures. The Naruto and the One Piece is $19.99, and the Saint Seiya is $24.99, and they're all 6.5-inch figures with like 16 plus points of articulation.
Gotcha. So last time you were on, we were talking about the pre-orders. So how did the pre-orders go, and has there been a favorite character?
Pre-orders are going pretty strong. As far as favorite characters, you know, it's really funny. One of the very fortunate things about Anime Heroes is because we're still early on in the process and we have such iconic characters, like number one and number two always keep flipping around. Right? Like over the course of time, if this thing had been going on for like 4 or 5 years, then you're going to see a clear character rise to the top. But because this property, both as far as Anime Heroes, is still relatively new and we're still introducing the most iconic characters, there isn't really one that's standing out by far. Right? So for in Naruto, like obviously like the main Naruto character, like he's taking the lead, but like second and third place, as far as just even sales or pre-sales or any of that kind of stuff like that, pretty even. So it's kind of tough to see a clear winner right now, but they're all performing strong.
That's good. Under like Anime Heroes, I think we touched on this a little bit on the last episode, but under the umbrella, why was One Piece picked over some of the other animes? Is there any story behind that, or?
Well, I don't know if there's a story behind it, but there's a certain logic to it, right? So when Anime Heroes was first envisioned as this umbrella brand, right, you want to bring all the best anime under one roof. Now, Dragon Ball, right, has already been going on for a while, right? So when you're introducing this new umbrella brand and Dragon Ball is sort of off on its own, right, as its own thing, didn't make a whole lot of sense because we already have the whole line, right? So the first thing to start to figure out is like, okay, well, what are the best known anime that we can introduce, right, a really strong anime that everyone's going to know, right, that has lots of great characters that is still relevant, right? And so the first one came out was Naruto, right? So it makes sort of sense, like, okay, it's Naruto, and everyone knows it, it's everywhere, right? And then, so that was a great strong start. And then when we start thinking about what's going to be the next one that we incorporate, right, we have to look at all the anime that are out there, and we have to make some choices, right? One is it going to be well-known enough? Right? Are there going to be lots of varieties of characters, right, that we can introduce into the line? Are those characters fully developed, right? Do people have a favorite? Is anything iconic? And we sort of put all those things out together. And so when we were thinking of that process, then we figured, well, you know, One Piece has all these things going for it. One, like it's one of the big three and it's still going strong and it's still out there, right? So automatically that sort of brings it to the top. But then we look at like all the different characters, right? There's like 868 named characters in the show, which means there's plenty of variety. And so that was a sort of like check mark number two, right? And then finally, it's just like, how is it relevant, right? So if you follow what's going on right now, there's a live action version in production on Netflix. The manga's still going. The TV show's still going. Netflix just picked up the animated ones, like the first two or three sagas. I think since like August of last year. So it's current, right? So you have all these things going for it, and it just intuitively made sense. Of course you have to add One Piece, right? And so that was kind of one of our easier decisions, right? And as Anime Heroes chugs along, and we're thinking about what's the next anime that's going to go under this umbrella brand, then things get a little bit more challenging because we have to make choices. So we have a really cool couple surprises over the next couple months as we're sort of like locking down our deals and making sure all the business stuff is getting taken care of. But that's the overall process and the logic behind it all. And then, you know, you have to gut check yourself. Are fans going to like it, right? On paper, everything can work out fine. But if the fans aren't going to like it, then we've sort of missed the boat. So we have to sort of, you know, do a gut check and a sanity check to figure out, like, is this the right thing for the brand and the characters, and are the fans going to like it? And so far, I think we've done an okay job.
And that does really make sense, like, especially, like, if you look at, like, a relevancy, like, there could be an anime that was really big back in the day, but if it's not still going on, it could also get lost to newer fans. So that does make a lot of sense. So how did you guys narrow down the variety of characters to the first three?
Yeah, as I had mentioned, with 800 characters, right, there's no shortage of who you're going to choose, right? So in the case of One Piece, right, so Luffy, he's a main character, so you have to, right? So that's easy enough, right? And then you have to start thinking, well, of all these characters that are out there and famous characters, what are going to be number two and number three, right? Because when you launch a new line, you typically have like three action figures in like the first wave, and then you add after that. So Luffy was easy enough, right? So then number two and three, who are those going to be, right? And we could go 5 or 6, 10 seasons in, right, and have like this villain or this ally, but then you're sort of jumping around a lot. And so the strategy we took is, well, if you start with episode one, right, and you introduce him, and then you kind of go forward, and who develops their characters first and continues that arc, right? So arguably, number two, that's going to be Zoro, right? It's like within episode three, and they find each other, and all the things that are going on, that kind of made sense, right? And then Sanji, right, he sort of was a little further on down the line, but he's still an iconic character, and he plays a huge role later on. So as far as storyline is concerned, right, that made sense. And then the second part is, are they going to be toyetic, right? That's sort of the inside baseball term in terms of, like, is it going to make a good action figure, right? So in the case of Zoro, absolutely, right? Because he has the great accessories and the color and the costume, and it looks fine, right? And it's not like T-shirt Zoro, right? It's Zoro with the long coat and the sword. So you have to figure out what's the right style of each particular character. And there's lots of costume changes and whatever. So these are the things that we're thinking about in terms of like what that first batch is going to be. And so that's what we saw in the sort of the most iconic versions of each of these three characters.
And that makes a lot of sense too. Cause like, I know when I've looked at action figures and stuff, I always think of like what accessories go with it, especially when you got like characters and stuff like, and you want to get them to interact with each other. That's one thing that's always cool to see, especially now, like with the characters and stuff, actually having the interchangeable hands and stuff. Yeah. I remember when I was growing up, like you either got like just like a punch or like nothing else.
Well, you know, it's funny. And I think that's sort of the evolution of action figures in general, right? You go back 20, 30 years and action figures basically had not as many points of articulation, right? Like their hands didn't move, and maybe you just had like an elbow joint, but you didn't have the wrist to like sort of like supinate and stuff, right? So when you think of, it's not like people didn't have the technology to do that back then, right? Because it's basically a ball joint, right? And you're just adding another one on the figure. But if you think about action figures as the symptom of an overarching condition that is people getting more into anime, right? And that means that they're really getting involved with the characters and the story, such that when you have that wrist joint that turns from this to this, right? Like that actually changes the story of that pose, right? And it goes hand in hand with the way the anime is going. So the mere fact that you can tilt the head a little bit or move the arm in such a way where you can sort of create your own moments and poses really matches on pretty well with how well anime has been doing over the same amount of time, right? So it's almost like a little barometer of how much the genre is growing because, you know, if you're at a photo shoot and you have a professional photographer, right, they'll spend hours just saying, like, turn this way or that way. Well, that's what an action figure is for. It's not a statue. It's an action figure, right? Which means if you're tired of the pose, you can change it around. And even from changing the view to changing the motions of the arms, you know, we wanted anime heroes to do just that, to enable the fans not only to own piece of the show that they like, but to create their own moments, right? Or reimagine different ways with that character.
Now, looking at the packaging on there, I actually like how it's designed. Is there any, how was it inspired, I guess?
Of course. So you can't, you can't talk anime without talking about manga, right? And so the cool thing about these is, so if I'm taking Saint Seiya here, and I turn it this way, and then I'm taking One Piece, and I turn it this way, and then I'm taking Naruto over here, and I turn it this way, right? And I just happen to put these on my bookshelf, right? Like, you're telling the story right here, right? This wasn't by accident. We wanted it to look like a manga collection, really. And that is really one of the missions of what Anime Heroes is that we want to be able to create this great, wonderful packaging, not only to show off the character and say, like, wow, he looks just like the animation, but to really have the collectability of the packaging be consistent with the figure, such that as Anime Heroes grows and each line has its own color scheme, right? So, like, Saint Seiya has this, like, wonderful, like, cobalt blue color, and then we have, like, the bright orange of Naruto. And as we add more down the line, my bookshelf will continue to grow, right, with each new property, and it becomes a conversation piece, right? Because these things are not designed to be put inside a drawer and locked away, right? Like, you want to set these on something. It's showing that you're a fan. And if you are able to put this on a place to display, it's going to create a conversation piece. Oh, what is that? That's kind of cool. Well, let me tell you about this, right? And now we make our fans evangelists of the very brand and get more people either interested into the action figure or, oh, maybe I'll check out that Naruto thing, right? And then we have another fan. So it's very deliberate in which we did. We've had nothing but great reviews in terms of our packaging.
Yeah, I mean, I always, that's one thing I was going to say is it appeals to, like, collectors, like, in a way too, because of that whole collectability and how it's packaged. I'm also, like, the type, so, like, it's something that I think is cool because I can, like, put it on my shelf and still have the action figure out, and it's still, I always like to play with them, you know, when I first get them. So it being on my shelf and looking like a manga, it could just blend in with my collection, which is kind of cool.
Correct. And collectors, you know, we all know it's nothing new to have two of them, right? One that you keep in the box and you display in that original form. And then one is the actual figure that you can dig out and pose however you want. And I've seen tons of collections where folks have both, right? They'll have their packaging lined up and then either sitting in front of it or on top of it, you have the actual figure, right? So it really does become a piece of decor, right? Some people like having little figurines of, like, horses, right? Some people have action figures and their own sort of setup. So it's as much of a hobby as it is a way to, you know, consume that entertainment.
Post-launch, they're almost out. Are there any surprises or anything that's coming next that you can talk about?
Surprises, I would say no, right? Like, we had a pretty good idea that these things are going to do well. And when we announced, and if you follow us on social, you can see the comments like, oh, great character. I love this one, you know. And then, you know, we'll get sort of some salty comments as well. Like, well, then when are we going to see this version of this character, right? And you're always going to have that. And when I see those comments, I take them as a compliment because folks are saying, why don't you have this version of this character, right? And either in the back of my mind, I'm saying like, well, we do, but, you know, the world and the fans have to be patient and we'll get there. Or I may think to myself, we don't have that character in the lineup so far. Why is that, right? And then it makes me rethink things, right? And then when I talk with my R&D team, we can have those conversations like, you know what? Like, I've been hearing lots of comments. Why haven't we been doing this much, right? And so then that goes into our consideration set when it does come time to think of a new character or even think of a new IP, right? Because when we announced One Piece, you know, all you got to do is look at the thread and go on a Reddit chain. Right. And it's saying like, here's what I would choose if I was, you know, if I had your job, Cisco, you know, I would have this anime next and these kinds, and here's the order and the dates in which these things are happening, right? And a lot of them be like, that's a pretty good idea, right? Or like, it makes sense on paper, but if every character has the same costume and only the face is different, well, that doesn't have a whole lot of variety. So it could be a fantastic anime that I watch myself, but if it isn't going to make for a good action figure, then I'm not saying we shouldn't make it. All I'm saying is it's not going to be the number one in our hit list, right? We have to kind of go down and figure out, because, you know, we can't make thousands of action figures, right? Just because we want to make sure as many people can be exposed and buy these things as possible. So it's, you know, it's as much of an art and a science put together in terms of just making the right choices. And, you know, we're happy to make more, but we listen to our fans. So for your followers and fans out there, like, keep making comments, because I read all of them. And a lot of them are really good ideas. And I'm like, okay, so if you see something that you could have influence in the decisions that we make.
All right. Well, is there any other, before we close, any other things that you would like to get out there? Any last-minute comments?
Yeah. So this is new. So we have a new figure for the Naruto line, right? And if your fans have been watching, you know, here are sort of the original group that we had, right? So we started with Naruto, and then we had Sasuke, and then we had Kakashi, right? And then we had Itachi next, and then we had Minato. But here's a character no one's seen before. And he's available on pre-sale now. So this is Gaara. And what I'm going to do is I'm going to switch to a close-up camera. So this is Gaara, right? And disclaimer, Gaara is not part of One Piece. However, I just want to show you the close-up camera. So he's our newest figure. He's out for pre-sale right now on Amazon, and I think on GameStop it's out there. So he looks really, really good, right? And he has the calabash cord in the back, and he has his like little living sand accessory in his hand. This is a real model. This is production right off the line. So he'll be coming soon, probably in the summer or fall. But it's announced. It's no secret out there, right? But here's the latest one. So we're really happy on how Gaara turned out. And it's kind of nice to have that like anti-hero in the line. So that's something that we're pretty pleased with. So actually, you saw it first in terms of it's only available on pre-sale. But as far as any kind of video, it's kind of an exclusive for you, right? So if you want your fans to say, oh, my goodness, what is that? If they haven't figured it out already, like, what's that extra character? I guess that's our latest news, and I think Gaara should be doing pretty well.
And Gaara really makes sense as a character, too, when right? you talk about the whole anti-hero, the gore, like all the accessories with him. Mm-hmm. Definitely makes sense as a character. Well, thank you for coming on. I appreciate it.
It was great to be back on again.